The Voice America Business Channel is brought to you by Intercall, the worldwide conferencing leader. Check out easy and reliable conferencing solutions at www.intercall.com/radio.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The internet continues to shape how we do business. It's where prospects decide who to buy from, you or your competitor. Welcome to Generation Web with host Matt Dolby, the live radio program that gives you strategies for smarter web marketing.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Generation Web, smarter decisions for businesses today on the web. Today we have a very revealing and exciting show for you. And there's a question that I'd like to ask our listeners today as we open. What if you could drive more leads and or sales through your website for dirt cheap, for pennies if not free in some cases? Would you be interested? Well, that question will kick us off today. We're going to be talking about A-B split testing, and we'll talk about what that is for those of you who maybe have not done it or not aware of what that even is, and how it can help benefit your business. But it's been said you don't know what you don't know, and A-B split testing is the key to unlocking the unknown improvement opportunities, I'd like to call them, hiding within your website and also hiding within the minds of the prospects who visit your website every day. We have a very renowned guest with us today to share sage split testing or A-B testing tips and real-life case studies to help you test more and convert more. Gain common sense insights to easily and affordably improve your conversions without killing yourself trying to drive new traffic to your website. Obviously, driving traffic to your site is the lifeblood of your site. It's very important to do that, but it is very interesting to learn that you can take the traffic you're already getting today, you can take the visitors that are already coming to your site time and time again and convert more of them into either paying customers or registrants or whatever the case might be. Whatever you want people to do when they come to your website, we want those people, those visitors, to do more of that, whatever that is. And that question, of course, is for you to ask yourself. Maybe you've never thought about it. But what is it you want visitors to do when they come to your site? Do you want them to buy? Would you like them to submit a form to contact you? Would you like them to take action and engage with you through social media on Facebook or Twitter? Whatever the case may be, testing, A-B testing, is a key to unlocking what you may not know, and sometimes you'll find that there are surprising learnings that will come as a result of testing and learning what you don't know or revealing things that you thought you knew that may be proven untrue, and which is always a good thing to know when it comes to trying to convert more people through your website. Well, I mentioned that we have a renowned guest with us today. Anne Holland is with us today. Very honored to have her on the show. She is the publisher of WichTest1.com, and that's spelled WichTest1.com. WichTest1 is an addictive site for marketers with more than 100 case studies and A-B tests, including tests conducted by brands such as Avis, Dell, Laura Ashley, Crutchfield, as well as many small businesses. Each week, Anne and her team of researchers convince a marketer to reveal actual samples, real-life examples of what they tested in the real-life results data. The tests include homepage tests, landing page tests, email tests, e-commerce cart design tests, those are very important, and even direct post-mail tests. It's an amazing library of what's been tested, what worked, and what didn't work in real life. So, Anne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. It's good to be here.
Ann, talk to us a little bit about A-B testing, also known as A-B split testing, and what is it?
Well, A-B testing is when you use a testing tool, and we can talk about, I know a little later we'll talk about how great and cheap, and actually free a lot of them are. And what you do is you put this little tool on your site, very simple, and it takes all of the traffic you already have coming to your site, so it's your current traffic, and it splits it into two pieces, three pieces, as many pieces as you want. And then it shows each group of people a different version of your web page. So let's say you always wondered if, you know, maybe if you took your giant, the button on your page, and you, instead of making it a gray submit button, you made it a big red button that said click here. Would that make a difference in how traffic converted? Would that make a difference in how many people clicked? And you can literally find out, you know, right there and then, and you can have both versions of the page going, and the traffic is split, and you find out which one does better. And then, of course, once you know which version of your site does better, you can, you know, roll that out, make it actually on your live site, and get better and better and better response rates. On average, if you have a pretty good website already and you're using it for lead generation, that could be somebody who's filling out a form, maybe, or maybe they're even calling you on the phone when they see your phone number on your website. On average, if you start testing, you can improve your conversion rate, your responses, by roughly 35% if you start testing. Now, if you have an e-commerce site and you already have a pretty good site, you'll probably improve your sales by about 20 to 25%. Once you start a round of testing. Now, if your site is really, really bad, if you're not using best practices in design already, you can actually do a lot better than that. So it really depends on how good or bad your site is. But, you know, you mentioned those company names. You know, companies like IBM, Avis, DHL, Laura Ashley, as you said, all those companies test all the time. So even though they've got pretty good sites, they're still doing these tests because they think that there's ways that they can make the traffic do better. Matt?
And those are very powerful statistics. I appreciate you sharing those with the listeners today. So you're saying if someone, let's say, for example, has, let's just use a round number, 100 visitors, mm-hmm. they could potentially be getting 135 visitors if they start doing A-B testing terms of, not visitors, but leads. I misspoke.
Yeah, so if say today, right now, you're getting, maybe every month, you're getting about 100 people to fill out the contact form on your site, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you could be getting 135 people to fill out that contact form from the exact same traffic.
That is powerful. That is very powerful. So is A-B split testing different from multivariate testing? I heard that terminology as well.
Sure. You know, if you've been to any fancy marketing conferences, that's something that you hear a lot about. It is a type of testing, and it is very powerful as well. If you are someone who has never tested before, or you're working with a page that's never been tested, so maybe this is the first time you're rolling out a test to it, generally it's best to start with an A-B split test. And the good news is that it could be free depending on which software you use. And it's pretty quick and easy. It's one of those things you actually can do as a do-it-yourselfer, which is very nice, or your marketer can do it. So it's not a very difficult thing to do. Multivariate testing, very powerful, but it is definitely more difficult and involves all sorts of fancy statistics, and there's a lot of fancy setup. So generally, if you're going to do a multivariate test, you probably want to work with a consultant who specializes in that. And again, prices have come down a lot in recent years, so you can get that fairly cheaply as well, and probably they'll do a variety of tests. But if you're starting out, start with a good A-B test.
Okay. And if you've never heard of multivariate testing, stick with A-B.
For the time being. We do have a glossary on our site in the training and certification area. It's a free glossary, and you can go in there and kind of look up and learn about what is multivariate and what is A-B and what is the difference.
Okay, and again, that's whichtest1.com, W-O-N. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to A-B testing or split testing, you know, where should someone start, a marketer or otherwise, a small business owner, a large corporation? Where's the starting point?
Well, generally, yeah, you have to pick two things. You have to say, which web page am I going to test, right? Am I going to test my home page? Am I going to test my landing page? Am I going to test the page maybe, you know, where my form is or the cart? And then you have to say, what on that page am I going to test? Well, when it comes to which page to test, my recommendation is test where someone is taking an action. So maybe it's something that you can measure, and you can say, wow, this is really going to make a difference to my bottom line. Maybe it's a form that you're getting more people to fill out. Maybe it's getting more people to add something to their cart. You know, it's something where it's, they're going to take a specific action that, you know, if you could get more people to take that action, that's going to make a big difference for you. And that's really helpful, especially if you're someone else's marketing director, because you want to be able to tell the CFO and the CEO, you know, I took some time to run a test and look, it worked, and here's how it affected our bottom line. So it makes you look like a hero. So that's always a good thing.
That's a really good thing to point out, because the tracking is so key. I know that I've seen it done where someone will say, you know, I have a feeling that this variation of my home page or this different variable may work better, and so you just put up a second page. You might be able to back into the numbers at the end of your quote-unquote test, but I think there's a big piece missing if that test, the tools, the tracking are not in place for the testing itself. And again, we'll get to that later. So having that tracking in place is very key.
Yeah.
So
really,
to Ann's point, you can show what you did.
The math actually is fairly complex, and it scares me. That's why I'm so happy there are these tools out there, and they do all the math for you, and they just tell you what won. It's wonderful for those of us who maybe are more creative people and kind of marketing people instead of math wizards. You really do need that tool, because if you don't do the math properly, you can actually end up picking the wrong page and hurting your business.
Wow.
But the tools are easy and cheap, so it's not that bad.
Okay. So first, pick the page you want to test.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a page that where someone's taking an action, and of course that can be seen through like your analytics package, like Google Analytics or Web Trends or whatever it might be.
Just your phone number calling. Sometimes you know, if you're going to do a test, let's say you want people to call your phone, and people have done those tests. Often what they do is they set up a second phone number just for the other test page, so they can count the number of phone calls each number gets.
That's a good tip. And at that point, set up, it's called a hypothesis as well, right? Just ask yourself the question, what do I want to test, and then go from there.
Exactly. And so what you're going to do is you're going to look at that page, and you're going to look at it pretending like you're a brand new visitor. You know, most of us are so close to our website that we can't even really see it anymore. You know, you don't know what needs to be changed. But what helps, I find, is if you get up from your desk, you leave your computer onto that page, you get up from your desk and you walk 4 to 6 feet away, and then turn around quickly and just glance at that page. And what jumps out at you? Does the headline jump out? Hopefully it does. If it doesn't, maybe you need to test making the headline a little clearer or getting rid of clutter on that page. Can you see where the button to respond is? Can you see maybe there's a form they need to fill out? Is it visible? Is there too much clutter? Do you understand it? Does it make sense? Those little things can make a difference.
Okay. Well, we are coming up on our first break here. When we come back, we are going to talk with Ann about some very revealing case studies, some real-life examples of what companies tested on their websites or on their programs, online programs otherwise, and share what worked and what didn't work. Very exciting stuff, very revealing, and we might learn some stuff that we'll, in these results that we maybe didn't expect. We'll be back in a few minutes.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. The modern world has experienced fundamental era changes from the industrial age to the information age to the age of complexity. Technology and globalization are rapidly changing the world we live in. Yet our way of thinking and the conversations that drive our decisions are stuck in the past. To find prosperity, business and communities need the skills to learn new ways of thinking and find the right conversations to move comfortably into the future. How can you sort it all out? Tune in to The Science of Change with Dr. Barbara Berry and Lise Inman, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
You want to know the inside scoop on how today's leaders do business? How they hire and develop top talent? How do they retain top employees and customers? Tune in to Leadership Leverage on the Voice America Business Channel. Every week, Dr. Robert Denker will offer ideas and facilitate discussion with guests that will help shape today's up-and-coming leaders as well as established leaders in their fields. Listen for Leadership Leverage every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Business.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt at genwebmarketing.com. That's matt at genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
So if you're just joining us for the first time for today's episode, we are talking about A-B split testing, and we are speaking with Ann Holland, publisher of WhichTestOne.com, spelled W-O-N, which is an addictive site for marketers with more than 100 case studies of A-B tests. And speaking of case studies, Ann is going to be sharing with us some of those case studies and real-life examples of what worked, and in some cases, potentially, what didn't work. Ann.
Yeah, I've got so many fun case studies. I had so much fun today going through. We've got like 135 case studies now, so I had so much fun going through and finding the funnest ones to talk about. The first one I want to mention is about buttons. A lot of people, their first test is on a button. Maybe it's a button on a submit form, or maybe it's your add to cart button, something like that. And it seems to be, first of all, changing your button often tends to make a big difference in your response rates. And it's kind of fun. You know, you're like, oh, I could change my button. And one of the tests we had, that's kind of a silly named site, but if you've got a teenage daughter, she probably knows about this site. It's called profile-pimp.net. And it's for people who want to pimp out their social media profile, I guess, but it's mostly for includes things like glitter that you can stick on your Facebook page. Anyway, profile-pimp.net, they wanted to see whether making the button, and it's sort of a click to start now button, click to get going, whether that would make a difference if they made it bigger. Now, they already had a button where if you looked at it on the screen, it was it's a good solid 2 inches wide. I mean, it was a nice sized button. It was about as big as most people's buttons are. Well, they decided to make it basically like the biggest button in the world. And now it goes almost all the way across the screen. And in fact, if you go to their site, you'll see it, profile-pimp.net, you'll see this huge, it's the biggest button I've ever seen in my life. Well, this big, huge button ended up getting them 135% more people clicking on the button, and they made 51% higher earnings per click. So it went to the bottom line. So not only did they a lot more people click, but then when they clicked, they spent a lot more money. And that's astonishing to me that you could just make the button bigger. It seems silly, but just make it bigger. So that's something simple you can tell your designer. Is the button above the fold? You know, is it someplace where I can see it without having to scroll the page looking? And is it big? How big can we make it? That tends to work very well. Now, the next kind of test that tends to work very well is changing the wording of your headline. And that's a super easy test to do because generally, you don't have to get the graphic design department involved. You don't have to get the web design department involved. It's pretty simple to change a headline. Most of the testing tools make it super easy, even for tech dummies. And usually a headline, just a few words changed, makes a huge difference in the response to a page. Now, Matt, you said you yourself have run a headline test.
Yeah, we've done a few in the past. Did particular landing page test that I'm thinking of, did it for a company that sells software. And we had the theory or the hypothesis that we should test a number of things on the page. And in this case, we were doing a multivariate test and testing multiple things at once. We tested three different areas of the page. First area was a button, as you mentioned, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And all we did was just, you know, vary the color. We started with blue and we tested red, obvious thing to test. We thought, you know, red's big and bold. People will see it, and it was above the fold. And then we also decided to test the imagery. So on the upper left portion of the page, there was some imagery that communicated what the page was about. And we tried three different variations of that imagery, some with people, some with kind of like a screenshot or hero shot of the software. And then the third one was, I think, another variation of the hero shot or the screenshot. And then the last variable we tested, to your question, Anne, was the headline. And interestingly enough, the testing the images, the two different variations of the image, and then also testing the button color actually decreased the conversion rate, which was not what we expected at all. We thought, well, if it's blue, it kind of blended in with the page because the look and feel of the page was kind of already a blue color. We thought red would stand out. And in this case, it actually decreased the conversion rate. But we also tested the headline. And the headline, believe it or not, increased the conversion rate by about 60 to 65%.
Wow.
Just changing the headline. And what we did in the headline was we... Go ahead, Ann.
Exact same traffic, but 60 to 65% more people were converted.
Yep. And what we tested in the headline was we actually just simplified the wording. The headline had a bit of marketing jargon, kind of promotion ease, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We're the best, we're the greatest, advanced leader, whatever it was. And we just took all of that fluff out and just said in the headline what the software was, what it did, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we did. And that increased the conversion rate by 60%, roughly.
Copywriting is powerful. And you said that you had also tested images, and image tests are usually very powerful, as you discovered. One of the tests that was run recently, and we reported on it on our site, was by a company called Overnight Prints. So you would order business cards and letterhead and things like that from their site. And they tested on one of their landing pages, on their offer page, whether they should just have a picture of the things you could buy, you know, like the business cards and things that you might buy for them, you know, from them to print, or whether they should have that picture plus some happy-looking executives kind of standing behind them. You know, I call it the happy people, you know, screenshot, where you've got sort of dress up the page with a happy person. Well, they tested the happy people with the business cards and then no happy people, but the exact same layout. Everything else on the page was the same. Just everything, the writing, the pricing, everything. Turned out that when they removed the happy people, they got 18.2% more people to add some things to their cart to actually start buying printing.
Wow.
So, you know, your graphic designer, while maybe it's good to have happy people on your page, it isn't always good. So, you know, it is worth testing that image. Now, there was another test that was an e-commerce test we reported on. It was from a company called Frontline Shop. It's a very very hot kind of apparel store. If you're a hip, hot, young German these days, this is where you buy your clothing online. And they tested, when they had pictures of things to buy on their site, they tested whether or not the background of the picture should be white. I mean, most people, you know, you'll see the background is white of a picture of anything, like on Amazon.com or whatever. Or should they put it in a black background? And, you know, it's such a simple test. Well, I've got to tell you, the black background won. In fact, they got 39.3% more young people to add shoes that they wanted to buy to their cart when the shoe was pictured on a black background than when you had the exact same shoe, exact same price, everything else the same, but the shoe had a white background. It's just, it's astonishing. It's such a little thing.
That's counterintuitive to my mind.
Yeah, well, who knows why? And I think the testing won't always tell you why. It'll just tell you what. Like, this is what will win. So, you know, images are really important. There have also been a lot of tests around video. You know, video is so hot these days. Should you add a video to your site? Should you add it to your e-commerce page? Where should you stick it? A lot of sites are experimenting with that. And we, it's funny. I thought if you added video to your site, it would be kind of an automatic home run. You know, if it, you know, assuming it wasn't a really, really crappy video. I just sort of thought, oh, well, that's going to win. What surprised me was we've got several different tests. Sometimes adding the video helps response a lot, and sometimes it doesn't. And this is why you have to test. This is why you can't just guess. And you can't just say, oh, I'll use the best practice, you know, or you can't just use somebody else's test result. You have to say, all right, I want to try video, so I'm going to try one version of my page without it and one version of my page with it, and I'm going to measure results, and I'm going to see which one actually does better. But there's something else you can test in the video. Should the video, when people land on your page, should the video just start playing, or should they have to click to play it? I mean, that's actually a big marketing decision. Should I force the video on people, or, you know, have it just playing along, or, you know, do they have to click? Now, another decision is you can actually have the video play but have it play silently, and they have to click to start the sound. And I've actually seen several tests where the video started playing when they came to the website. The video just started playing, but it was silent. And the visitors were like, what's that? What's that? And it actually caught their attention better. And once they had to click on it to start the sound, they actually felt like they were so involved in the site that they went on and you know, ended up joining, ended up buying, ended up interacting and converting better. Hmm. There's a site called Upside. So it's called Updown. It's actually a site for people who are into stock trading. So it's a very interesting site for, it's mostly men, mostly older men, and they go on there to see, you know, what are the cool stock charts and all of that. And they did. They tested this. They tested, you know, having a silent video playing where you had to click, you know, to get the darn thing to hear it versus a video that was just not, you know, that was playing with the sound. And the silent one ended up convincing 15% more visitors to join their site.
So the video that it was playing but they couldn't hear the sound, they had to manually click a button to hear the sound actually perform better.
Yep, did much better. I think it's kind of an involvement device. Once people start nodding their head and they do anything on your site, then they're more likely to do the next thing. That's my psychological reason why.
And I wonder if there's a curiosity factor there, too.
Sure.
People are moving, doing something, their mouths are moving, and I don't know what they're saying. I'm going to check this out. I wonder.
Yeah, we've even seen some international marketers testing videos on their site, and they tested whether or not the voiceover should have a British accent or an American accent. I love that idea, you know? You can test so many cool things. And they actually found, this is what I love, they actually started measuring by country, and they found that in some countries, like Australia, the British accent did way better, just a lot more orders. But in some countries, such as India, the American accent did better. So if they just picked one accent or the other, they would have not done as well as they could have, depending on the country.
Wow. Videos are huge. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the U.S. anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right behind Google.
Now, you know, one of the most important things that anyone should be doing, especially if you've got a blog, or you've got a website where maybe you're not selling directly, maybe you've got a news site or information about us, and you're trying to get people to maybe join your email list. And if you've got a blog, you really should be trying to get them to join your email list. Don't just offer an RSS feed, because there's some people that don't like, a lot of people, frankly, that don't like RSS. So you can just stick a little email widget up there and get them to join your email list instead and get email updates. There's been a lot of testing that's been done, and we have lots of case studies around this, around what that should look like. You know, what should your headline say? You know, should it say subscribe? Should it say join our free list? What should it say to get the most number of people to join that list?
And we're coming up on another break here. Let's continue our discussion about case studies and email testing, specifically what you're talking about now, when we come back. This is I'm totally enraptured here, Ann. This is great stuff. I'm taking notes myself. So we will be back in a couple of minutes.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network. The generation of the web is now. Your competitors are on the web, your prospects are on the web, and they're looking for you. So, are they finding you, or are your competitors getting the business you deserve? Tune in to Generation Web with your host, Matt Dalby. Gain critical insight that your business simply can't live without. Generation Web airs live Thursdays at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time, 2300 UTC on Voice America Business.
Technology is intended to improve our lives and solve the world's problems, but technology in itself is a complex myriad of concepts, ideas, and security. How do we sort it all out? Tune in to Technology Today with host Ajay Gupta. The program will go inside the world of technology with innovators, engineers, CEOs, and government officials. Our topics will include green technology, healthcare technology, and cybersecurity. Listen every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Tune in to It's Your Money with host Bill Pfeifferlich. You'll get an eye-opening education about some of the misconceptions of the financial world. If you are a business owner, working professional, or successful American, you will benefit from the information on our program. Our guests will include financial service professionals, international tax and estate attorneys, and CPAs. We'll identify solutions that you can implement now to get the most of your money. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for It's Your Money on Voice America Business. Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business. You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
Yes, and welcome back. We're talking with Ann Holland today about A-B split testing, and Ann was just sharing a particular A-B test as it relates to email and kind of the results of that test.
Cool, yeah, it really is so much fun. You know, one of the tests that was done was by a college called Westwood College, and they had a little form where would-be students could sign up, including their email address, to get program information. And they tested just adding a little line at the end, underneath the button. It's the button said request program info. They tested just adding this little tiny line in fine print. It says, Westwood College respects your privacy and will not misuse or sell your personal information. That little line of fine print on this form got 19.1% more would-be college students to fill out the form. So isn't that amazing? Adding a little privacy, you know, just a little, we respect your email.
And that's a big deal these days, is privacy, of course.
Exactly. The other thing that's a big deal, of course, is mobile. you know, so many people are surfing the web on their mobile phone these days. In fact, using email is the number one thing people do on mobile phones. Often they'll use their email and they'll go through and click through. Well, recently, Vegas.com, that's the official website for Las Vegas, they tested changing out their regular homepage with a kind of a really dumbed-down version, a very lean and mean version that looks really good on a mobile phone. It's easy to use on a mobile phone. It's not so fancy. It's kind of just a bunch of lines of text. And they said, well, will that help us because so many people are visiting Vegas.com on their mobile phone instead of on their computer? They actually ended up with a 16% lift in page views, a 14% lift in hotel searches, and a 22% reduction in bounces. So 22% more people, when they got to Vegas.com, stayed on the site instead of, you know, going away somewhere else. So doing a mobile version of their homepage made a real difference to the business of a whole city,
And that could be a foray for those sites who might be still considering when and if to go have a mobile site. Maybe the starting point could be just testing a page having a mobile version of just one page. Could that be a good approach?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not that expensive to do a mobile version of a page because they're not very complex. It's really just making it simpler. And there are people who can do that for you, no problem.
Simpler, easier to read and scroll on a smaller screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, another thing you can do is actually test your email itself. Most email service providers, that's the company you use to send your email, when you're sending like a broadcast email to your list, most of them allow you to do easy little tests just by splitting your list up and then sending out two different sends. Even the cheap providers allow you to do that these days. It's not that hard. Often what you can test is your subject line to kind of learn what subject line works better to get more people to open your email. Email opens are down around 20% these days. They're pretty bad. So anything that you can do to improve yours will help your business. And there's a gentleman named Andy Jenkins, and he wanted the folks who got his email to download a certain white paper. Well, what he did was he tested in his email subject line the word download, and he put it in parentheses. So he said, you know, here's my topic of the thing, and oh, by the way, download it. And he tested, should he put the word download at the front of the email subject line, or should he stick it on the end, you know? That's a tough decision when you're a copywriter. So he tested it both ways, and he found that if he stuck the word download at the front of his email subject line, so it was the first word in the subject line, he actually ended up getting an 83.5% higher open rate and 138% higher click-through from people clicking on the email to go to his site.
Wow.
That's huge.
Just by the position of a word.
Line. Yeah.
Wow.
Testing is so much fun, and it's so cheap. Let me just give you one last quickie before we talk about the technology, and that is the Democratic National Committee. Now, you know, it doesn't matter which side of the political divide you're on. It's kind of neat to hear about this. The Democratic National Committee decided to test their Facebook marketing. Well, you know, they're very big on Facebook marketing. So they literally ran A-B tests. They were trying to get people on Facebook to commit to vote. It was a whole little commit to vote marketing campaign they were doing. And they changed different little things in the way that they did it in Facebook. Should they have this word or that word, you know, in their little ad or in the little application? They weren't very complicated things that changed. Really, it was wording. And by testing these two different things, they ended up getting these wonderful lifts. One of their tests, boosted people who signed up by 11%. Another test boosted signups by 18%. A third boosted signups by 19%. So, I mean, they did all these little tests in Facebook. So you can test Facebook marketing. You can test Facebook ads, and you can test Facebook apps and try to get a better result. And I've seen nonprofits do this. I've seen small businesses do it. I've seen big businesses do it. And you can just test anywhere and anyhow. It's a wonderful thing. But, of course, you do need a testing technology to run it with. Now, if you're doing it in email, it's already probably included with your email technology. If you're doing it for a website or for your Facebook ads, you need to get some testing technology. It's a testing tool that will do it for you. Now, there's about 38 different companies out there that do these things. We have a guide to them. It's free on our website. You just go to which test one, and you just click on the testing tech. We also have a section for testing agencies. We don't do any of this ourselves. We're just journalists. We just report on it. So if you want to know who to go out there and hire, you just go and check out the buyer's guides. Now, some of these tools are free, and some of them are very low cost. And, of course, some of them are, you know, whoa, fancy-dancy, you know, thousands of dollars. Now, which one? I know you've done testing, Matt. Which tool do you use?
I've typically used Google Website Optimizer. It is very easy to use. It's, of course, free, and it is integrated with Google AdWords if you're doing any paid search advertising on Google. So it kind of really ties in very nicely with the existing or new Google AdWords account that you have set up. Mm-hmm. And you know, what I've really liked about it is that you can simply just send an email to the webmaster, whomever is implementing the code, and it gives them the instructions on you know, how and where to implement the code to do the tracking and to do the testing. And then you as a marketer can take care of watching the tracking and keeping an eye on things, so that, and then Google will let you know when a you know, which variation of a landing page or whatever you're testing has been identified. And as Ann mentioned, it does all of the, as any of these tools will do, it does all the complex mathematical computations to make sure that the results are reliable in terms of which variation won.
Right, you want to be statistically conclusive.
Exactly. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed that one. And, again, there are many more out there. And how can people make the decision, you know, which technology tool to use? I mean, what questions should businesses ask themselves as they're going through that process?
Well, sure, I might like to know who my competitor's using or companies like mine. We do have a section on our site that shows you by brand name who uses which technology. I might also, of course, make a decision based on budget, so you can go figure out what price all these different things are. But you said something. You said, you know, you sent some technology, you sent some code over to your webmaster. You know, some marketers have access to an IT department or a webmaster, and some marketers, either they work for too big a company or too small a company, and it's hard to get that access or to get that help. So you might end up, if you're one of those, you may end up working with some technology that doesn't require any techie help. And there are technologies like that. One of them, in fact, I was talking to them today, it's a company called Ion Interactive. It's I-O-N Interactive. And they have this technology called LiveBall. I love it because the marketer can do everything all by themselves, and they don't have to go to the IT department or ask for help, which sometimes can be a real holdup. IT people, you know, they're busy enough without worrying about our tests. So, you know, it depends on how much, you know, time you have. About half of the people I know out there who start out with testing usually start out with the Google technology because it's free and there's so much information about it. And in fact, the folks at Google use their own testing. You know, every single Google website is, including YouTube, because Google owns that, is tested. You would just be surprised. I mean, the way that, you know, when you log into Gmail or something like that, all of those words have been tested, and they use the Google tool to do that.
It's a great tool, and again, it is free, and of course you can Google that, if you will, Google Website Optimizer. I am not affiliated with Google, by the way, just letting folks know. I know, Ann, you're very agnostic when it comes to testing tools, like you as you put it so well. You're a publisher, you're just reporting on what's out there, and again, that's the goal of this show, is to help businesses really step up the game when it comes to web marketing, be smarter about what you're doing, and get better results at the end of the day, because results are what talk. And testing, there's no better way than having a great testing tool in place and being able to, like Ann said, walk to that CFO or the CEO or the VP of marketing or whoever you report to and say, you know, I know that people in the organization have had theories about what's worked or feelings that certain aspects of the site are good or bad or otherwise. But look, here are the results. Here are some real-life examples of what worked and what didn't work. And that, as Ann put it so well, will really make you look like a hero, like a rock star within your company or to your clients, if you have clients. It's a great thing to do, and there's a lot of technology that'll help do a lot of the work for you. But, of course, at the beginning, make those choices and have those discussions and figure out what page do I want to test and what aspects of that page or email do I want to test at that point. So,
you know, it's something interesting. I was talking to Ronnie Kohavi. He's the man who does all of the testing for Microsoft's websites, including Bing and MSN and all Hotmail, all those sites. And he told me the problem with most companies is that they let the hippo pick the website and the headline and, you know, the web design that works. And I said, what's the hippo? And he said, highest paid person in the office. That's the person who gets to pick, you know, not the customer. And he said, the person that should pick what your website looks like, you know, what really works the best is your customer, because they're the one that you want to get to respond. And so Microsoft, along with IBM, Dell, DHL, I mean, so many of these companies, including very small companies as well, you know, they're all testing. They're not just saying, okay, Mr. Boss, you know what's best for our website. They're saying, Mr. Boss, love your idea. Let's go ahead and test that. let's see the data. And, you know, nonprofits are doing it, too. The Clinton-Bush Haiti Fund just did a test and to learn how to raise more donations. There are even NPR stations, National Public Radio stations, that are testing, trying to figure out how to get more memberships. All sorts of people are testing. It's pretty cool.
Well, let's continue talking about this when we come back. We're coming up on a break, and then as we go into our last segment of the show, we're going to talk about some takeaways, some practical next steps, action items for businesses listening to the show today. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Are you looking to soar with the eagles instead of being grounded with the turkeys? Why not have a gorilla help you out? Listen every week for Innovate, Leap Out of the Bowl with host Joby Dixon. Joby has made a living out of helping organizations and individuals become more creative, inventive, and innovative. The show closely parallels Joby's book of the same name. It'll include the process to innovate, how to rewire your brain for creativity, exercises, case studies, and more. Tune in to Innovate, Leap Out of the Bowl, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
Intense and intelligent. Catch Kevin, unscripted and uncensored, keeps you informed of the ideological, theological, and economic war being waged against the United States of America. Kevin Lehman's bold and brilliant style challenges your deepest held beliefs and provokes you to ask the hard questions. Religious, scientific, political, or financial, Kevin is holding the establishment's feet to the fire. With high-profile guests that include politicians, economists, theologians, and business titans. He'll demand truth over tradition and facts over fiction. Full of passion, wisdom, and wit, Kevin's transparent and no-nonsense style make Catch Kevin unscripted and uncensored, the go-to show for real insight on business, politics, social issues, and breaking news. It's time to get real, America. It's time to tackle the tough issues head on. Tune in to Catch Kevin, unscripted and uncensored, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
Welcome back. A-B split testing. What are some of the practical takeaways or action items that you can take back to the office, if you will, to implement and start acting on what you learned today? Because obviously knowledge is only so good unless it's implemented. When it's implemented, it's powerful. Anne, what are some takeaways for folks if the listeners of the show today were to ask us, what next? What do I do now? What are the top few things that I should take away from
sure.
today's show?
Well, I've got three takeaways. How's that?
Great.
First of all, if you can't think what to test, the easiest thing is to just go to our case study library. Like I said, there's 135 of them up there. And you can click through by company name. You can click through by topic. Is it e-commerce? Is it lead generation? What's the test about? And go and look at some real-life examples. There's nothing that makes it easier, you know, when you actually see what somebody else did and you go, oh. And you can even take it to your designer and say, do it like that. It just is such an idea base. So you can see the real-life creative of the test and the results data. So go take a look around. Get inspired. Next, take the technology or maybe sit down with your IT department if you need to and say, look, let's pick some super cheap technology. Let's do this cheap now, you know, so that we can prove that it works, and maybe someday we'll have more of a budget, or maybe we'll stick with this technology. So sit down and figure out which technology you're going to use and when you can get it done. And then third of all, pick where you're going to run the test. Now, my advice there is it's all about office politics. You want a page that gets enough traffic, right? It's got to get, you know, several thousand visitors at least a month to be able to run a test on it so you get some real data. But you also don't want a page that your CEO or somebody high above you is deeply in love with, because there's nothing worse than, you know, coming along and telling the CEO that the page he loves sucks, you know, or, you know, ha, ha, ha. You know, don't do that. Let's all be careful. Let's pick a page that nobody's maybe deeply in love with. They're not personally invested in it. And say, you know, let's test that. Often a form will be a great, no one's deeply invested in a contact form, or maybe a lead generation form, or maybe it's a pay-per-click landing page. You know, whatever it is. I mean, for example, Avis recently tested using a pay-per-click landing page, and they just made a very simple one versus one that looked a lot more like their homepage. Well, the simple one raised their car rental bookings by 74%. So, I mean, there's huge money that could be lying on the table right now that you could help. So pick that page, but again, don't pick a page that you can get in trouble for changing or for proving somebody wrong. People don't like to be proved wrong. How about you, Matt?
You know, there's some takeaways that have come to my mind as we've been talking, and but one of the key takeaways for me personally, and I'm gonna apply what I've learned today, Anne, in talking with you, and that is to never stop testing, to test, and then when you're done and worn out, test some more, and you won't be very worn out as you would have been otherwise if you're using great technology. So that always helps. But you know, one thing that I've found in my career is, today, certain aspects of my landing page or my website might elicit a great response rate or a great conversion rate. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow, things might change. Something could happen in the market. Maybe some new trend is emerging. You know, one of the trends that I've been reading about, and I'm sure you've heard about it too, Anne, is the these raised desks, right? Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to get one myself. You know, they say sitting is the new smoking. You sit more than 6 hours a day, you know, you're like 54% more likely to have a heart attack or something. And I'm like, all right, well, it's time to get a different desk. That was an example of something that has continued to surface in the media as being, you know, these results. And that, you know, changes in the marketplace, you never know, could have impact on your website. As people come, they view things through a different lens, if you will. And so that's something that I've learned. Just continue to test. If you've done with the test, using whatever the tool might be, Google Website Optimizer or whatever it is, when the test is done, you have a conclusive winner, stop it and start a new one. Test something different.
Sure. I mean, in particular, if you're in a very competitive marketplace and you're doing any type of search marketing, the chances your competitor is rolling out different offers to counter yours and your prospects are looking at both of your websites at the same time are pretty high. So you probably need to continually test to do better than whatever your competitor is doing. Maybe they're changing their offer. Maybe they're changing their site. How can you compete? Very important for pay-per-click marketers.
It's good stuff. The other thing for me, as I think about testing, is don't be afraid to test something that is just wild and harebrained. I mean, and I don't mean that in the sense that you're going to test, you know, dancing elephants in pink, you know, on your page. But don't be afraid to test something that is a little outside of the box, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like Anne mentioned, you know, the test she pointed out with the button across the screen. Who would have thought of that? But they did, and they tested it, and they won by doing that. And then, you know, other tests, think of put yourself in the mind of the visitor. As Anne also pointed out, really, really good thing to do, but it's so hard sometimes. So whichtest1.com, going to that site, and again, these are all free, right, Anne, these case studies?
Yeah, but there's always a free case study right on our homepage that you can look at, and we change it every single week. And we do 50 a year, which is a lot of different cool tests.
So that's something to get the juices flowing if you're having a mental block. on what to start testing.
A lot of people sign up and they get the case study every weekend. It just kind of helps them think creatively.
Kind of keep the ball rolling, keep the improvement coming in.
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, too. It's at WitchTest1, and again, that's 1 W-O-N. And we always publish our case study of the week there, too, and we just Twitter like crazy with all the folks in the A-B testing crowd. It's a lot of fun.
Well, great. Any closing comments, Ann, to share with folks in terms of how they can,
sure.
Steps 1, 2, 3, what to do next?
Right now, just about 32% of marketers have done a split test on their site or their landing page in the past 12 months. So, if you're not one of them, don't feel bad. You're in the majority, and the majority have not tested yet. But what if your competitor is testing? That gives them a huge competitive advantage. It is important that you get out there and do better. And again, remember, you don't have to pay for any more traffic. You don't have to go out there and do promotions to try to get more traffic. All you need is the traffic you already have, as long as you've got enough traffic. To find out if you've got enough traffic to run a test, go to Google and Google the Google Test Calculator. They've got a little calculator on there. You just plug in how much traffic you have and a couple of other numbers. They're very simple, and they'll tell you how long a test will take to run and whether you've got enough traffic for it. Very useful, but generally you need at least several thousand visitors to your page that you're planning on testing per month. Take a look at it. If you're not testing now, again, competitive advantage.
This Great.
Is a huge competitive advantage.
Well, Ann, thank you so much. It's been very beneficial for me, and I know for our listeners as well. As we close out the show here in the last few seconds, folks, let us know if you've done tests. Let Ann know on WitchTest1WON.com. Contact her. Let her know what worked for you. They're always looking for new case studies. Feel free to contact me anytime at matt@genwebmarketing.com. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Generation Web. Please join your host, Matt Dalby, again next Thursday at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time for another show full of great web marketing strategies on the Voice America Business Channel. Until next week, continue the discussion and get exclusive insights at www.genwebmarketing.com. That's genwebmarketing.com.